When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, my dino folks? My dino brethren? I've got a Patreon! Oh, this is Matthew Dahmer, by the way. You probably should know whose Patreon you're signing up for before you sign up for it. Just a handy life tip, listeners, at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both the Ritwit and Paleobites, my two podcasts. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about Dinotopia, a land apart from time! This is the one that started it all in the Dinotopia franchise, the lovingly illustrated picture book extravaganza written and illustrated by James Gurney. It's great stuff. It's an amazing world. I would love to live there, except for the lack of internet. I couldn't live without the internet. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon, especially if you're looking at this from Libsyn. It's right there at the bottom, paleobites.libsyn.com. It's right down there. Thank you for your support. Have a lovely day.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with 13 direct-to-video sequels.
All right.
My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the person who last episode summed up the noise of Denver with a saying. It's Laura Owsley. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. That saying was, hello, Brady Bunch.
Hello, Brady Bunch.
And isn't that just Denver, man? Like, you, no explanation needed. It's just
no explanation. We got our fair share of characters around here.
Oh, man. It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
I like the city. I live in the suburbs, but
right, yeah. I mean, I think half the time most of us live in the suburbs, right?
Like, yeah. Let's see. Okay, so here's the dinosaur-related question I'm going to ask you. All right. This is sort of like last time you were on. What is your least favorite movie?
Oh, shoot. So I don't know if this is my least favorite, but the first movie that came to mind is Avengers. It's the one that came out in, like, 2018.
Oh, Infinity War.
Infinity War,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, but I loved that movie. What? Well, I guess if you're not into the superhero thing.
So it felt like the whole time I was like, I don't know who anybody is. They're not stopping to, like,
well, yeah, that's like watching a TV series in the season finale for the first time, so
I guess this is fair. This is fair.
Because by that point, they're assuming you're up to speed, so they don't explain anything. Like, every one of those characters has their own movie. So.
This is fair. I also went with a coworker who was, like, trying to, like, talk to me throughout the movie and was like, I am not a talker during a movie. I paid $9 to get in the door, so I am going to sit here and watch this.
And that's the one that ends really badly, so, and I'm assuming you didn't watch the sequel, so you would just assume they all die at the end.
Oh, no, then it was the one before that. Because I think the one I watched is not the one where everybody dies.
Okay, where they all turn to dust? You didn't watch that one?
No, I did not watch that one.
Okay, wow, because I was going to say, if you watch that one first, That would be...
I saw the original Avengers, the Joss Whedon one, and liked it. And then I saw whatever...
Was
Avengers...
it one with Ultron?
Yes.
Okay, so that one's also by Joss Whedon, actually.
That's right. Because it was like, he did that one, and then they were like, maybe let's stop having Joss Whedon direct.
Yeah, because that one wasn't as well received. Yeah, I was going to say, if you had seen Infinity War, that's the one with like 30 characters. I'd be like, of course you wouldn't know who everyone is. Because that introduces, you know, all the Avengers, plus Doctor Strange, the Guardians of the Galaxy, like, I don't know, let's see who else. Black Panther is in it, too.
And I think everybody was in that movie as well. It was just one of those movies that it felt like... It very much felt like you're not watching the season finale. You're watching, like, the middle, like, three political episodes.
Right.
But, like...
Yeah.
I also am not up to date with my Avengers
franchise. That's fine. I mean, at this point, you're either all in or all out. There's... Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
and
okay.
So...
If you could improve it with all you had in mind was all you had to do to improve it was add a dinosaur. That's all you had as your tool to improve it. What would you do?
I would take a dinosaur that is carnivorous and evil.
Yes.
And I would throw one in there because then it will not only take out Ultron, it'll also take out half the superheroes who the whole movie are just like being narcissists and arguing for the sake of arguing.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. You know, actually, that one's probably my least favorite Avengers movie. It's the one with the weirdest romance too. I don't know if it was like between Black Widow and the Hulk.
Yes.
That one, they've ignored that since. And
yeah,
that was not set up beforehand. No one liked that romance. So
it was a choice. It was a choice. There was also a very dirty joke in there that I remember looking around the theater and being like,
Was it the Prima Nocta one?
Maybe.
Yeah, when they're trying to lift the hammer.
Yes. That was like, they're children in this theater, like,
yeah.
But I'm sure like adults from movies when we were kids were like, that's a very dirty joke, can we have that in there?
I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit on Disney Plus recently.
Oh my gosh, I loved that movie as a kid, and I watched it as an adult. I was like, who let me watch this?
Yeah,
I wouldn't let my niece watch this.
No,
and she's like 12.
It's man, some people really like Jessica Rabbit though. She's never done it for me.
So many people, which, like, to each your own.
The one who really does it for me, and you'll probably like this, is Chell from Road to El Dorado.
Oh my gosh, yes! Okay, she is a very pretty lady.
Yeah.
I will say that, like, so I am a lover of Facebook groups.
Yes.
So I have so many Facebook groups because there's a community of Facebook groups that are just about being in Facebook groups and groups with crazy names.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a Facebook group called The Road to El Dorado Gold Poster.
I'm actually on that group, too, and I've seen you like some of them.
Yes. So. I had no idea. That's amazing. Are you part of the Road to El Dorado Gold Posting backup?
Yeah. No, I'm not on that one.
Oh, I'll add you. It's because the original group got what they call Zucked.
Oh, no.
Which is where Facebook takes it down, so they call it Zucked because of Zuckerberg.
Oh, right.
And it got taken down because the Facebook algorithm saw the ja-ja-ja, the, like, Spanish laughter of J-A-J-A-J-A, as, like, some sort of dirty word. And so because that was on, like, almost every post, they took it down.
Oh, no. Okay, so how the world do I segue into this? Okay, here we go. Facebook getting rid of the Road to El Dorado Gold Posting group is utter bullocks. And speaking of bullocks, we're talking about Bullock Ornis.
That's the best transition yet.
Which is named after a region in like some creek in Australia, but it's known informally as the Demon Duck of Doom.
The Demon Duck of Doom. Isn't there some kids show or like animated show about like an evil duck?
Probably. Ducks are evil.
I'm going to Google this on air because this is good
podcasting. Any part of DuckTales where there was an evil duck, like Magica Dispel, what is her name? That witch one? Wow.
I was not a DuckTales
kid. No, I only watched it a bit. Like,
that was it. Well, that was one of those 80s animated,
yes,
wasn't
that
it?
Yes, that was, yes. Yes, yes. All right, so while you're looking that up, type it as a Dromo Ornithid, a group of birds distantly related to the duck, goose, and chicken families. Size, 8 feet / 2.5 meters tall.
Oh, no.
550 to 600 pounds, 250 to 275 kilograms.
Okay. That's a very large duck. I'm afraid of the geese at the park.
Yeah.
So this sounds way more frightening.
It's a demon duck.
It's a demon duck.
Of doom.
The ultimate duck game.
Diet's probably herbivore. Its beak is enormous and designed to shear, which means many originally thought it was a carnivore. However, its beak is also similar to several herbivorous birds today, meaning some think it was actually a herbivore.
Huh.
Time to decide now.
Well, I think the real way to decide is you put it in a, like, dome death match with another dinosaur or prehistoric creature and see what happens.
So I was going to say, well, the way to decide was just to get it in a cage and have two food bowls, one with plants, one with meat. Which one does it eat?
That would be the much more tame version.
Yeah, that's true, but yours is like hardcore deathmatch.
You know, I'm here to see the battle royale of ducks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Also, this is great podcasting, but this is what I pictured the duck to look like.
Oh, yeah, look at that thing. It's got a cape.
It's got a cape, it's got some devil horns, and it's evil grimace.
Grimace with teeth, because, cartoon birds always have teeth.
Of course.
You ever seen Iago?
Oh, gosh.
All right, time into late Miocene, 16 to 11.5 million years ago. So more recently than the dinosaurs, but still a ways back.
Sure.
Location, Australia, as it would be.
Right, of course.
Describe 1979. Pop culture appearances. You ever heard of Untitled Goose Game?
Yes! That's what I was referencing earlier.
Yeah, I'm assuming that little rascal in that game was a bullock ornis. Other than that, I couldn't find any, which is a damn shame.
I actually just bought an art print. Have you ever seen the movie Hot Fuzz?
No.
Oh, it's a great film. It's one of my favorites.
I've never liked Edgar Wright.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've tried
I'm second-guessing this friendship.
I mean, every time I watch one of his movies, I always think, you're trying way too hard. And this is coming from someone who also tries very hard. So I have no room to talk. But
I'm calling the kettle black a little.
Yeah, but I've never found his movies that funny.
That's fair. That's fair. I guess it's not everyone's cup of tea. No, it's definitely... Hot Fuzz is one of my favorites. It's a take on the buddy cop.
Yeah. I remember what it's about, yeah.
But there's a great bit where they're chasing a swan.
Oh, okay.
And I got an art print recently that says Untitled Swan Game.
Ooh.
And it's the two characters from Hot Fuzz chasing a swan
nice.
In that style of the game.
So are you controlling the two guys in that game or the swan, I wonder?
You know, I genuinely don't know.
Probably the swan, if it's like the goose game. So those are the enemies you have to run away from.
Right.
But then surely you'd fight back.
Although I love this idea of the movie of Hot Fuzz from the swan's perspective with P.I. Staker.
Yeah.
This is my favorite.
It's pretty good. Sometimes people get a bit creative with the names or nicknames of their prehistoric creatures.
Hmm.
Predator X, Terminator Pigs, Ninja Dolphins.
Very lesser known spinoff of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
The Adolescent Mutant Ninja Dolphins.
Actually, I did an episode of it. It's called Ninja Delphus. I make the joke about it's a river dolphin. So it was like prehistoric river, ninja dolphins, prehistoric river, ninja dolphins, heroes and a half fin, dolphin power.
Half porpoise.
Something like that. Also, there's one more that I forgot to, haven't mentioned here. A Dynamo Terror is another one. That is a real genus name of a tyrannosaurid that was discovered recently.
Huh.
Like...
Say the name again?
Dynamo Terror.
Dynamo Terror. That was my nickname in college.
Oh, God, what'd you do?
I hit mics, apparently, is what I did.
Oh, man. All right, so one of my favorites, though, I only just learned recently, is Bullock Ornis, which has gathered the mighty rambunctious nickname of the Demon Duck of Doom.
The Demon Duck of Doom.
In actuality, like I said earlier, bullock ornis actually means bullock bird after the Bullock Creek in Australia where it was discovered.
Hmm.
But who cares about some lame creek?
No,
this is the demon duck of doom. This is no creek dweller. This was a bloodthirsty monster lurking in the depths of a primordial swamp, catching bugs the size of dogs and feeding upon the sacrifices given to them by the local tribe of prehistoric kangaroos.
Right. I actually, little known fact, the demon duck of doom is what killed Batman's parents.
It would, wouldn't it?
No.
You said you don't know superheroes.
See? I know the very basic references.
Another nickname for this formidable feathered fiend, though, was Thunder Duck.
Thunderduck! That's what I was thinking about earlier!
That sounds like a Pokemon, doesn't it?
Thunderducks, that was a show, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes!
There was Mighty Ducks, I think.
Maybe it's Mighty Ducks.
There's
Maybe
also DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, Duck Dodgers.
The show is just me derailing.
Daffy Duck.
What could have been kids' shows?
Donald just... Duck.
It's a dollar store version of Donald Duck.
Yeah. Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck. And his, like, three nephews.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey Duck.
Yes.
Anyways, so Thunderduck, it shook the earth at every step and summoned lightning with its bill to smite its enemies.
Oh, same.
Thunderduck. Thunder Demon Duck of
Doom.
In all seriousness, this was a giant flightless bird that probably ate fruit and large nuts, acting as a large browser in its local habitat. If it was a predator, it certainly would have been a very vicious one, as its skull was larger than that of a small horse.
I think this is the one that I looked up, and, like, it's called the Demon Duck of Doom. It's very cute.
It is pretty cute, but that bill, man, like, think of the crushing power it could have had with that thing. My pet cockatiel's bite hurts sometimes, and her skull's the size of a grape.
This is a good point. This is a good point.
This thing could have crushed bone.
You know, a very dangerous pet, but, like, cute and could ride into battle.
That's true. Are you aware of Final Fantasy or seen any Final Fantasy?
I'm aware of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I've only played like the 12th one for a bit, but a recurrent element in all those games is the chocobos, which is a big yellow flightless bird that they all ride on.
See? So, I know my references.
Yeah, so... anyways, again, though, this is only if it was actually a meat eater. Most scientists say it actually wasn't, and unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who you ask, if you look at the skull, that kind of makes sense. They were flightless predatory birds, like Titanus and Forus raucus.
Huh.
But their beaks were more hooked, kind of like a hawk or an eagle's. Not broad and flat-edged like that of Bullockornis. Yeah, like that, exactly. She's doing their little thing with her fingers.
Again, I forget that this is a purely auditory medium as I, like, do all my normal hand motions and talk with my hands over here.
Yeah. So, as cool as it would be to imagine this demon duck of doom being a real doom-giving demon duck, it was probably just a humble herbivore. That's not to say it wasn't dangerous, though. I mean, look at modern flightless birds like ostriches, emus, and cassowaries.
Yeah, I mean, you just said yourself, your pet bird is a little dangerous.
She is. If she
and
wanted...
she's like 5 inches tall?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, not even that. She's like...
Yeah.
I'm doing the motion again, too. Like, you know, this is audio only. Come on, listeners, you can see my hands here, right?
My unprofessionality is contagious.
But so none of those flightless birds of the modern days are carnivores, and yet they can really mess you up if they want.
Mm.
Particularly cassowaries, which are basically modern-day velociraptors.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point. I've never thought of them that way.
So, yeah. So still, don't mess with the thunder duck, or else it'll bring you doom. Demon doom.
Demon doom.
And then Beelzebufo.
We've got a real theme going on here.
We do, don't we?
It's a very demon-based dinosaur podcast.
Yeah, well, dinosaurs were... There was a Diabloceratops.
Oh, shoot.
I have not done an episode on that yet, but...
So, we're skipping our next dinosaur, and...
Oh, good, I gotta write something up real quick. Let's see.
Wikipedia! What...
Let's see, what else was there? There was a Medusaceratops. Does that count?
I mean... Did they turn their enemies to stone?
I mean, when dinosaurs fossilize...
That's a really good point.
The bones become stone.
Hmm.
Medusaceratops is just part of that process.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing an episode of Medusaceratops, and I'm going to make this exact joke. And it may or may not have already come out. Hold on. Let me check on air, because I'm like I'm a professional. My schedule here. Okay, so Leviathan, Dinornis, Denversaurus.
R.I.P.
Bullockornis. There we go. Bullockornis comes out May 18th, 2021.
I think that's my brother's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, your brother! And according to my schedule right now, I'm a sneak peek, listeners, if this turns out to be true, my Medusaceratops episode is going to come out 7/6/21, so July 6th.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
That is 18 days before my birthday. I'm famously bad at math.
Yeah, that's right. Your birthday is really close to mine.
That's right. When's your birthday?
July 20th.
That's right, because I'm July 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah. The epic podcasting week of birthdays.
All right, so let's rate this Demon Duck of Doom.
The Demon Duck of Doom.
1 out of 65 million.
I rate it 6 seasons in a movie.
6 seasons in a movie. Oh, Community.
Hey.
There is 6 seasons. Eventually, there were six
eventually,
seasons.
Eventually, yeah. They got all 6. They just haven't had the movie.
Come on, movie.
Yet.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
So, yeah, I really like that show. That one. Because, you know, that show also seems to kind of try pretty hard. So why do I like it better than Edgar Wright? I don't know.
Yeah. This is the important question, though. Do you like Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Rick and Morty. It's done by the same guy.
Yeah, Dan Harmon. Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Rick and Morty also tries pretty hard.
He tries very hard.
Yeah, so maybe it's because Edgar Wright's British.
Wow. This is a very divisive podcast.
I don't know. It's just the British.
That is famously.
When
British
people
British.
Try too hard, they seem way snootier to me. I don't know.
Huh. I mean,
I don't know. Believe me, I'd love to figure it out.
This is angering our British fan base.
British people are fine as long as they don't try too hard. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
the famous ordeal that everybody knows about the British. They're fine unless they try too hard.
You know, Edgar Wright was originally going to do Ant-Man for Marvel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but then he didn't want to. He had it in the pipeline for many, many years until by the time it was about to come out, he had to get to a point where he had to insert a lot of other Marvel references, because by that point, the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe had started to become a thing. He didn't want to do that, so he left, but he's still credited as one of the writers.
Huh.
And that movie's pretty good, but Edgar Wright fans will not let it go about, that movie could have been so much better if Edgar Wright had stuck around. I'm like, we don't know. It could have been crap.
I gotta say, I did not see Ant-Man, but I think it would have been better with Edgar Wright.
You would. It's okay. It's fine.
After this, Matt and I will go into the back alley and fight it out.
You know what's one thing? This will get people so mad at me, they'll completely forget the Edgar Wright thing. I like the Star Wars prequels more than the originals.
Honestly, same. I grew up with the prequels.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're friends again.
Okay. That's all it took.
Okay. All right. So, what am I going to rate this thing? All right, you're rating it 6 seasons of the movie. I'm going to rate it. Okay, well, I'm going to start with my normal boring rating of, like, you know, like 45 million. It's pretty cool. But my
pretty
wacky,
good.
Silly rating. 2.5 untitled goose games.
That's better than mine, actually.
Yeah.
Let's edit this so that I said that and said no.
Okay, so, okay. Here's the... Going back. I rate it 6 seasons in a movie. What do you rate it?
I rate it 2.5 goose games.
Whoa, why didn't I think of that?
This is quality content.
All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@methadonicareer.com. For any questions to either questions...
Try that one again.
Questions for... I don't know!
If you have any questions for Matt, you can reach him at MatthewDonald64 on Instagram, Twitter,
and
Facebook?
Yeah, well, that's Matthew Donald Creator on Facebook.
And
my email is mattd@MatthewDonaldCreator.com. I have a book... Thank you for cutting...
What I'm here for.
Alright. If you want to follow I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. It's way better than it sounds.
It's better because it doesn't have me interrupting Matt every 2 minutes.
It's all right. Give it a look. Dinosaur sci-fi. Pew pew roar.
That's Matt's new ringtone, actually. It's pew pew.
Dinosaur sci-fi in a nutshell. I also have a book series. Oh, wait, I have a podcast called The Ritwit. Another podcast. It's about writing. I'm not a good speaker, as you can tell, but I'm a pretty dang good writer, I'd say. I mean, I'm all right. I'm no Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But who is? Some people even say Shakespeare isn't Shakespeare, you know? Like,
this is true.
Because, like, the anonymous sort of thing where, like, he got other people to write his plays, that conspiracy theory. You know?
Some people say so we have no reason to know. Shakespeare was not 20 ducks in a trench coat.
It's true. It's true. Much ado about nothing. More like much a quack about nothing. So long, guys. As we say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.